New Mishnah, Mishnah Dalet. Now we have the Vehem Omu Shloshu Dvorim series. And all of the Midim of the Yechem and Zachar that we've gotten quite familiar with. A little familiar with. Over the last few weeks. So now that they've been introduced, they're given their titles, and they've told us their drachim. One of the Mishnah is going to tell us the memorim of the Tanoim. And the statement number one is that there are three Heim Omru Shloisha Shloisha Dvar. Okay, some gives it only one Shloisha, but the general idea is that they come in groups of three. There seems to be some significance to that, otherwise it wouldn't really have to be pointed out. Most of us can count to three. But as you'll see in the first Mishnah, right, tonight's Mishnah, you have a problem counting to three.
It's
your dollar, right? Your dollar, right. So let's see Rabbi Elazar's three. You tell me where to stop, okay? You put up the fingers and tell me where we get three here. That will count for one. Count two. Al te anoich
lichois.
Two. Shog yamech lefnei moisecho, misosecho, three. The mission is barely halfway through. Then mischam kenegad oyin shachachom, vevizor v'kachlos an shem atichbe, shenishichos an yishichos nochos, v'ikots an yishichos akro, v'chishchos an yishichos soaf, v'kol dipayim gach l'yeish.
The mission shab is shnayim shehim
shehim shehim shehim shehim shehim shehim shehim
shehim shehim.
Right. That's the more obvious problem.
That's probably not you. That is different. This is an ounce of yourself, your dollar.
It's not your dollar.
Number 15. Well, this is the rub. It's your dollar. It's number 15. Aren't you? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in this particular mission, there's a lot of difficulty exactly how to get three over here. There are different mahalchim, but the roiv of the Rishayin, and the way we're going to go with, is that the shloisha dvorim of Blaza, that are in the list of the shloisha that follow through the other bandaimir, are the first three. Yi kvoit chaver chachol v'lach shokhov, kishaloch, v'alti anoyach v'chois, v'shuv yim echol v'naim v'sosecho. The rest of the Mishnah is not part of the cheshbir of the three, and each one of the Rishayin give a slightly different teretz, what's it doing here? But in the three, that's part of the series of three, are the first. What's the significance of three? So, the morale explains. After he's finished, we'll still need to understand the Chacholah. He gives us a beginning of an understanding. He says, well, it's for memory purposes. The purpose of Heim Omru Shloisha Dvarim means that this is something they repeated all the time. Meaning that these Musarim were such basic Musarim that if you have this straight, it'll keep you straight in Bechlau. And if there's a lot of Musarim that person would say, if you'll say more than three, then people will go beyond what you can keep consciously on your head. A person can basically has one point of concentration. But three, we spoke about this many times, three is the extension of one. The furthest that you can extend one, that it should combine to a point of one akuda is three. That you have basic concept of three that combines as one is that every two is two extremes of an issue. And the three is the middle ground that brings it all together. So when I have three, then I can have the whole spectrum. I can have a real broad picture. But I have it in some type of unifying form. I have some type of system here. So I can remember as if a package. I can add it as a unit. And therefore I can keep it. The whole life, and that's what we're going to be looking for in each one of the Mishnayos, is understanding clearly there must be a relationship of right, left, and center. There has to be a connection between the three. You can't just pull out different memorim that were unrelated, as you said, as a cloud. Every Mishnah, but in this Mishnah, certainly in the Mishnah of threes, they have to have a system, they have to be a Seder here where they come together in systems of three. So that's what we'll be looking for. All right, let's look at the three that we have for tonight. The most outstanding aspect of all three Maamorim is that they don't seem to say anything in particular. These are well-known subjects. Be a nice guy. Don't be an ogre. And do tshuva. Anybody can say that. And you can say it in 100 ways. And there are chazalin on all subjects of tshuva and of kas. And the first one, I have some clarification. What is the subject exactly? But b'chol even, we don't have any starting point. What's the subject here? Al ki noich lichos yami memorim, they're all, memorim chazal, they're all about kas. You can go on the list for the connection between the three. Also, is not readily obvious. In each one of these points that we have here, it seems to be very adult. Any third class mashkiach can speak about it. There he is. This is Reb Lezer Godel. He's a poor seed chain of habits. He's the chaver. He's the Lezer Godel is the Ayintah. We're expecting something to start. He's the beginning of this list. He's the first one. Trying to hear something Yisodi, something that will invite into something that come on something. Alti Noach Lichos especially is something. There's so many more Memori Chazal that really bring out the point of even stronger. In Psukim about Kas L'Roiv. So, what did Reb Lezer Godel tell us? Yeah, what was and the Shuv Yomech Lefnei Misoscho, that do Shuv Yomech. That's what he comes out and do Shuv. So the El Shmuz, he spreads it up according to this matter of the year. So we'll try to understand. We'll try to get a little bit involved and understand it. The first part of the mission is really something quite strange. Yei kavoid chaver chover lechut l'shalcho. It will take Reb Lezer seriously, which is what we're trying to do. So there's two chedushim here. The structure of the Mishnah reminds us very much of the pasuk after Echa Kavaycha. But what the pasuk speaks about in terms of Ahava, Reb Lezer transferred over, the Torah of Reb Lezer's explanation of this Yisoid, he transferred it out to an idea of Kavod Chaverecha. And here we get stuck. Because, just as everybody knows, the Yisoid, after Echa Kamoicha, it's a well-known, that after Echa Kamoicha means is that you have to have Ahavas Atzmoi, that you can extend over to L'Reyach. The person is out of harmony with himself, to the point that he really would prefer not to be himself. And he has no possibility at all of coming into positive contact with somebody else. He doesn't have where to come from. So the idea of Avas Atzmut, that it has a positive aspect, which is a prerequisite for Benam Chavei, we hear. But Yehi Kavod Chavecha Chaviv would be something that we could deal with easier. But he tells us Mamash on the same parallel lines. Chav Alecha Kishalcha. Are we ready to make that statement, to hear that Yehi Kavod Shalcha Chaviv? Do we hear that? I mean, that's usually something that when a person, even hopefully he does, but if you have to say it, my COVID, watch it. My COVID is COVID. We merely bring up the fingers, the guy with the finger. COVID is gone. But if we're learning Prat properly in Mishnah, so then Rav Loza is telling us a Chiddush Gadol that the same way, and it's better than the same Yesod, but this is the Torah Shebaal Peh of the Pasuk after Recha Kamayva, that if a person has no Akor on Kavod Atzmai, in the positive form, then there's no basis to continue the second part of the statement. That you should be mevaza atzma, a person is mevaza himself, has no makor which is mechave kadera. Then Hanami, you find some people that, all of this form explained this difference, that there's a basic difference between anova and shiflis. And the untrained eye can get confused. There's a person who doesn't seem to have the classical COVID problems, doesn't have gaiva problems. And there are some people, ooh, nice guy, you know, puts a good tread all over him. It's really, it's unbelievable. The anivus is like, and then the Chosnovs comes and tells you, sorry, this person is a psychologist, I mean, he's got a problem, he's not a match. He doesn't have COVID on, he doesn't hold himself like a match. A person who's makir chashivus also, so then we have to talk to Seder, that's good, but now you have to know how to deal with it. Clap the others, clap the nation, clap the world, clap everyone. But if you don't have a starting point of COVID Atzmai, then, you're out of the picture of Koit Chavercha by the prerequisite. You're missing the prerequisite. Kovoid is an issue where it's put down on the table, especially if we get personal, if we get queasy. We have a natural tendency to be uncomfortable with Kovoid. And right away a person brings up the well-known Mishnah, and the truth of the matter, all three of them has the same thing. Kina Taiva Kovim Matsias Olamoiva. And this is a Korah that everybody has B'teva, and therefore when you will bring it up, certainly abstractly, but also related to the person, personally. I have Taiva, that's one thing, but I'll talk to you about it. Let's not get it all, put it on the table, okay? I have COVID problems. You say that. Let's talk about something else. It's not something that a person wants to get involved with. Those are the things that's the rabbi atzmai. And get involved with it. It's like sticky, getting in mud. Let's talk about something else. But Torah doesn't let us do that. And we're pointing to Kolosha and Rambam. Rambam points out to us of his status at days per gimel shema yoyma ha'odam hoyul v'akina v'atayva v'akor. You couldn't find the definition. Shema yoyma ha'odam hoyul v'akina v'atayva v'akor ki yoyitz behem derech rahim umoytzina s'odam in ha'ilo. Anybody disagree with that statement? That's it. It's a Mishnah. A person comes to the Akara on all three counts, for any one of them, that this is their path. Straight path out. Exit stage out. Tina and Kaira covered are things that will take a person out of the world. Cool. So Mishnah, and everybody knows it. So he comes to the natural conclusion, which mainly the reason why more people don't fall into this trap is that most people don't have a koyach to take their own philosophy, their own understandings to min a koyach al poil completely. They're a little wishy-washy. But be'etzem, there's a conclusion here that a person who would have a das chazaka should come to. These are bad. This is derech ra, and it's out. Exit. Finish. Bye. So what do you do? Somebody says to you, there's poison, and a few different germs, and these things, definite death. So what's your reaction? The person hears that in the building somewhere else, this person has a contagious disease. He gets all, you're not in the same room, it's only me. These are things that you don't have anything to do with them. So a person will come, if a person will have a das tulva, a person will have a das chazoka, and coming to conclusions, bringing out his own understandings, then he can fall into a very bad trap. Because l'choyra, what the conclusion that atinu v'kaiva v'kovet yoseh that adam and oilam should bring the person to the following conclusion. Efresh mehem b'yoseh v'sachek v'tzarachet. It's like a person is misrachek from poison, from disease, and from murderers, and from an Arab, from whatever a person pictures as ra, that is be'etzem death, life-threatening. This and death are like the same thing. So the conclusion is, actually, the goyim have taken this bath. This is Christianity in particular. But all the goyim have religion, but goyim relates to this concept. These things are absolute bad. You have to get rid of them. How do you do that? All kinds of weird ways. So what does the Torah have to say about that? The Torah has to say that gamsu derech ra. You think you want to get out of poison. So you went from poison to fire. That's derech ra. And it's also derech ra. No. Three lashonis. The Rambam wasn't less than that won't be sufficient. Gamzu derechra v'osa leilech bo v'hanach v'derech zonik v'choite. And then the Rambam continues with many rayas. Oh, Rambam. This is a Yisoy Godel in Yiddish, right? And it relates. And the Yisoid of Lezer HaGodol, that although it's true that Kina, Taiva, and Kovet have within them the potential for all Matina Sot and Sot, that is not because they are absolute Ra. If they would be absolute Ra, then number one, Vada, you should be Yisrach for them, and two, absolute Ra doesn't have any positive use. When you come to a question of something that's absolute ra, or even relative absolute ra, so then vadai, the nisoyin, if a person would have a nisoyin in such a subject, would be, do you have anything to do with it, or you have nothing to do with it? But in Torah, it tells us that although we have to know that these three have the potential to be moitzei sodom ha'olam. So you have the warning side out there on the left. So you want to say, I won't have anything to do with them? So the Rambam puts up the big three warning side on the other side. And then you're getting out of the world the other end. You can drop off this precipice on either side. The Yisoy, which is a Vur and a Yisfar in many places, is that all of these things are both the potential driving forces to drive person out of the world. They also have b'koyach, all that is positive in the world. The same koyach. And that the ikka yisoid of nisoyin in the world is not whether I'll have anything to do with it, I won't have anything to do with it. That's the easy way out. Chicken nisoyin. I won't have anything to do with it. Nisoyin means, real nisoyin generally, is if I'm going to use it right, I'm going to use it wrong. All important things that there are in the world, powerful things, things that can really move things, get in any a top tower, anything that you want to use. As an example, anything that's going to have great benefit, the greater the benefit will always be the greater the destruction that will come from misuse. These koichos are all koichos that you can't run away from. If you run away from, you run away from being a person. Hashem doesn't want you to do that. That's opposite of what the Torah has in mind. But you have to know how to use it properly. So step number one is Vadai, that kovod is one of the things that might say other than another. Generally, when a person is makir the idea of kovod mitzvah Sodom Ha'olam, he has somebody that can point to and say, like him. Generally, he's a politician of some sort. So you want to see a picture? He was the first, he was a fine fellow. Look what happened. Right? So you, that way, and you have a very good picture of how kovod is mitzvah Sodom Ha'olam. Because this is something covered more than in the others, is something that you most often meet consciously in the other guy. So our natural relationship to the sugya of covered is to make it up our shoulders, leave me alone. I don't want anything to do with that subject. That's a subject that's... So Rav Lazar Godel says, wrong. That's derech ra. Also, the number one thing is you have to have your covered. You have to have your covered hat on straight. If you want to start relating to the proper human relationships, step one is that you have to have the kind of the covered straight. In short, I want to be covered. Lama Migili covered. CC. And what's the covered CC that I have that I need to have in order to relate to anybody else? So in English, I have to call it in the words that the best that English can do. A person has to recognize the covered of his humanity. In Lashon HaKodesh, in Torah, we have a much higher concept, a much higher hasaga of what does it mean humanity, which is must be the basis of all relationship. And that concept is the concept of Tzedek HaLokim. A murderer, after you kill him, you have to hang him up, and then you have to take him right down, Mayesh. Tzedek HaLokim told him. It's a goof, he's dead. The goof, although, not just the neshama, is also nechlal and tzedek HaLokim. Even a goy, any kraldom, and then lachayra is much closer to a behemoth than he is. In terms of Torah, lachayra has no more shaychus to Torah and tachlis of the world than a behemoth does. But no, you can't make that mistake. Behemoth is a behemoth, and a goy is a tzedek HaLokim. And he requires kof. You have to be sacrificed according to the code. You have to relate to the human being. Even a dead one. Could be that the only good Arab is a dead Arab, but you have to cover it. but he gets it. You have to relate to the code. The chers, you say, code. That comes from the basic relation of the Milo. Even Marish goof in its worst form, dead. Carcass. This is something like that. Yehi kvoid chavercha chover vecha kishokha. The starting point of all b'nam chaver, which requires a positive mechubidik relationship, is the hakara of the value of human life, of human existence, of what it means to human being, and relationship with God. The place where a person first has to learn to respect that is eternal.
If a person
knows, generally people are much more aware of their chesronis than of their merits. Because the merits they take for granted, and their chesronis they keep bumping their nose on. That's one reason, there are other reasons also. But most people are more consciously aware of their chesronis, and if a person has idol worship, he has some person somewhere, that's me being. But he never makes that mistake about himself. Maybe he doesn't like other people saying it about himself, but between him and himself, he knows he could make a mistake. He could be mevaza atma libay machmas kasvay noisach. A person has, and many people fall into this trap. That's the next step. That's where it goes. And it can lead, that's where it can lead. But the starting point where a person loses his head is because he loses kovod atzmi. Why does he lose kovod atzmi? Because life has taught him that any of the stories they've tried to tell himself that really he is good, but didn't work, and really he has not good. He's really got chesronis, like real ones and bad ones, and he doesn't see any way in the near future where he's going to get out of these traps. It's like he's in the muck, and he doesn't want anybody to know about it, but between me and himself, the situation ends. And then he comes to the wrong conclusion that Ulo Shavu. On himself. But that guy, what can he make from such a guy? Tell me. You try to get the best out of life. But you don't really believe that you're in the running. When a person starts with that, then he has no capability of being makir. Tzelmelekim in anybody. And even the idol worshiper of the big gadol or something, he has it all wrong also. He has it all wrong. He doesn't understand the whole thing. Believe the good in the mouth, let's test. There's also no shakshas to be called. A person has to have a chavivus. Chavivus. Chavivus for his kovid. And what kind of connection those two words? Chavivus to kovid. Well, how do they relate? What's the... Let's hear it by the normal place where a person can copy it right away is a child. Children are terrorists. They're so cute. Tov, and you understand. I'll have to try to fix them up. But that's called. Well, that's a low example. But the concept is that there are things of value that are so basically positive that any questions of chesronis that come into the picture are on the positive footing to start with, because it's chov. And that's the lotion of Mishnah, chov of Odom Shinivim Tzelem. Tzelem is a dover that's chov. That a person who's, we are required to be makers as a starting point, that Tzelem Elokim is a dover of Shekhavitz. But he's a Ben Adam. He's a Tzelem Elokim. That has to be the starting point. And the place where a person can be baitikit and to work it out, and the emphasis is to come to the natural, positive, real state. Most people, even if they haven't worked it out, until they confuse themselves naturally, are mechaviv their humanity. Something to work with. Yeshbo is nishkin behem. Not a malach, but not a behem of this. He's in the runnings. This is something that can come, something can come out of. This is something that tachlis oilum, that relates to elokus, selam elokim, tachlis can come out of this. This is something that's yeshbo mimash. Then he gets over-confused with his chesronis, and he loses the mabat kloli of all ways we're talking about. And all he sees, he doesn't see a person in mud, he just sees mud. And then he decides the person is also mud. Within a person could easily come and must come. This is the starting point of all shmir from Nefilus, from Marish Chayr, from Yirush, from all of the terrible mazikin that run around the world. A person who doesn't have the positive stance to start with, then any little thing that goes wrong will fly him off court. As soon as something goes wrong, he's at it. Crawls in the bed. Calls mommy, something. He's saying, you can't move. Especially when it's right, that there's a real problem. And when 100% true, there's a real problem here. So he does. I was living in a dream where everything has to be perfect. I was eating a little thing wrong, so all I see is black. That's terrible. Once a person has a basic hakoha kvayid atzmon, the chavivus kvayid atzmon, as a human being, as a tzel elokim, which there is no chason in the world, no chason in the world, that, well, that would qualify. But there are ways that a person can destroy himself to the point that he no longer qualifies to be itself. But everybody hears that that's a bit far. Somebody's going to ask you, you find the person, Rav Bochum, a very Mirishkai, something that Bochum, are people that don't have happy marriages, or very shyness to. So, come on. Shoribli, Shoribli, Simcha. Because they don't have this, whatever. The Yusoid is, you ask them, why in such a bad mood? I know I'm in a bad mood. It's not going right. The learning's not going right. It's not going right. It's not good. Loto. True, Loto. You're a mavada. That's true. Okay. Are you a human being? Excuse me? Do you consider yourself a human being? Are you an animal? I mean, you were serious about that question, and I'm really insulted. So how you my shlir? Where's the tzedakah? What are you giving up? What happened? Make up your mind. You are an animal, you're a human being. You don't know that a human being is something that has such wellsprings of potential. Tzedakah is connected up to the makor. Tzedakah means the person is a cheder of coming to the mouth. Who evil? You don't know that you mean think you're an animal. Step number one is to find out what you mean. If a person has basic self-respect that every person must deserve, then any chesroiness that he comes by, what am I going to do with it? I'm a big chesroin. What am I going to do? One second. Who has a big chesroin? Me. I'm no Kaplakanya. I'm a terrible king. I've got to work with. So, give me 30 years. Moshe never said that you have to fix anything up in like 6 days. Moshe gave 70 years, 80 years. Like Aristotle's Lanta says, change of meter is a lifetime's work. There's no reason why it has to be. But where do I, what's my starting point? Oh, I have a start. Actually, I have a starting point. Where did it come from? You can't shake me. And whatever chesroiness that a person will find, he will always retain the basic core. Once a person has learned internally human value, then when he goes to every other year, what's the reason why people are mezalzel and kavod chaver? The Shiva, having him, this person, Kubadim, but this yo yo, he's like me. I know him, like, you know, he's like me. Yeah, he's got some mileage and stuff, but you know, he's a joker. He's got caste problems and Guyver problems and Guyver problems and the whole works from beginning to end. He's the same boat.
Chaviv Chaviv is not Chaviv because we don't have the basic cook we start from that will put all Hashreinus that will come our way into proper discipline. Especially Chaver. If it's the guy in Shochin, the guy from Rochoik, like the other Mishnah. Shochin, so Chavilim, I don't bother him, he doesn't bother me, it's fine. But Chaver, I know him. I'm with him every day, and I know, don't tell me the story. Kenneth, you know, I know the story. Yeah! Not Chavilim, I understand. Every little thing that goes wrong when things are not perfect, Ishlaimus.
And the same thing with Chavercha Azu Ishtafa. Chavercha Azu Ishtafa. People who come with this immature attitude, it's less than immature, I don't know what word to use, but. And they get into marriage that way, so usually the way it goes is that they meet somebody to think perfect. And that last maybe till engagement. Right. Certainly not tell him marriage, but no way through share bros. Unless they're very, very young, then they can make 2-3 months. But safe, call safe, has very quickly realized he's a human being. That's a strangeness. There's some things that I never dreamed of. When I gave him my life, but from both sides, there's principles the same, it's different forms.
Torah, yeah, I understood the Chofetz Chaim, but this guy, he learns, true, but he's also bottles.
But for him, I'm raising nefesh for the Chofetz Chaim, I understand, but for just for any man. But yeah, it's my son, yeah. But not even Mechavit. Same thing on all fronts, same either way. Because before you get to the special relationships, you have to have the special Yisraelis in your relationships. The person doesn't have a yisoid of chavivus, the kovot of himself and others, then the chesroinus that exists in this world will necessarily overpower him and take on a negative attitude. Until the point that very often you'll find such people who ran off into corners, that I deal with people. We'll see this more in the next mission. This is called the Sinus Agreeus. It's a person who basically thinks that people, including himself, they can't run away from himself, but basically looks at people are negative. I mean, Christianity, and they'll tell you all about it, that people are basically negative. Then, a person with all of his strengths in the belt, with different limits. Unless a person has deteriorated to the point that he's not someone who came, then mashallah, the Torah of God was teaching us, there's no problem, you can say it on yourself, forget Adrab from yourself, you have to start from. That there's such an overpowering positive aspect of Kovod Amiti that everything else can't shake it. And everything else is just, though there's more covered and less covered, and there are hierarchies of covered, and there's supposed to be hierarchies of covered. But the basic positive covered, and the chavivus to that covered, the hakara of, well, every person has certain things that he likes. That's called covered. This guy likes hamburgers, this guy likes sports, this guy likes sports. Like this type of tayyar, that type of tayyar, that's chavivus. The things that speak to a person. The idea of the basic relationship to Tzon Elokim, to what it means, that you say to cover, the Torah is telling us not only do we have to recognize it, that's not enough. We have to come to the relationship, this is from my Nezacha, this is a thing, that speaks to me. I have a Chavivus for that. When I'll have a Chavivus for the cover of the Chavircha, then whatever will come with it, won't shape the basic positive state.
Rabbi, with this, a little bit more understanding of the goals, so the goal is very good. What?
How?
How do you do that? Did I ever promise to answer the question for him?
It's on the paper.
What's that?
You can read it in there.
The MS is that you're right, and that it's it takes a certain no. It takes a certain level of zbeinus. A person has to put some effort into changing his childish view of humanity or of himself. But it can be done in 10 minutes. A person has to realize that he's basically cuckoo. He's looking wrong. He's made he has it all wrong. He pushed it into both. And as soon as he comes to that conclusion, and he really sees it once, so he straightened out his head and it's straight. These are those type of things that are basic attitudes that if you get your head straight, until somebody confuses you again. That's the Yetzirah. So the Yetzirah's job is to confuse you and things you have to. But the idea itself is partial. It's very obvious, it's simple to come through, you can do it in 10 minutes. But you gotta do it. If you don't do it, you probably never get there. You know what I mean? Something that you can, a person could go through his whole life and never get there. They never had a havamina that stiff. You mean, I'm really positive? So the ah. No, no. You just tell me that because you want to make me feel better. But anyway, come on, no. And if you try to tell them, so they don't say, but you don't know what I really do. If you know that, you wouldn't think like that. So you don't want to hear the point. But you're chod. You're chod b'nei Hashem. And the little girl is telling us that's the yisoid of b'nei Hashem. The yisoid aleph of b'nei Hashem is the recognizing the positive cover that every human being deserves, including yourself. From there you start, and the emes, that if a person didn't have this clear, and then one day he gets it clear, the next day all of his human relationships will change to a totally different level. Immediately. Without any major... Sometimes there's some hargevim roa, which will be carrying on from... So he has to pay attention to that. No, I don't mean that anymore. I'm not one of those guys anymore. I'll be I pass that, it's finished. So, this is called a Yivus Abrius. A person has to Abrius. We'll see the next mission, which is the other form, is called Sinus Abrius. Which is a Chiv Gomor. It's not a Midistas Sinus. It's a mamish achiyuv, like you have to run the cloud and go over the tire. It's not... Something... The cloud got over the tire. The whole color tire comes from there. Vadai, that as much as it's clear the kol b'nei Hashem is fluent, equally you can hear the kol b'nei Hashem is fluent. Because until a person realizes that he's a Tzal Malakim, how it's going to be Oyim Lefnei Amokim B'Tehila. I'm going to speak to Rabbi Yishon, and I'm going to... careful. What? I tell a person who has this, yeah, I belong there. Rabbi Mitzvah Yaakov Karner. Like you say, into this, I said, God, I need, you can say whatever you want on me, but remember, I'm from Melech. Don't start it. No, you can talk. Mine is sorry, it's a very thing. But first, you have to know what you're talking to. In Torah, it's like that. In Tefillah, it's like that. And all of it is Hashem. All ben on Lechaveh, all ben on Lechaveh. That's why, for half the Melech, it's called a little bit Torah, come there. But as a Godel points out, a certain imik of the word, Yehikav Yitchaveh HaFavah Lechav Geshel Cho. And with that, we end the first edition of Mishnah. Try it. Kapper Alpi. Valpi he noyach lichos. So here again, same problem. Right. How many different ways do you think, or do you know, if that it says in Psukim or in Chazal that Kas is negative? We'll go on from Hanukkah tomorrow. Psukim, and this is a very well down statement. Valpi noyach lichos. That kol koyis kila lidvorezor. Hit him on the head. Valpi noyach lichos. The emes is that here again we hear kas, which is the most forceful outward expression of the kina. Kina is an inner source of koyach. And when a person has kina problems, so kas is the avivoy satuma that is the product of the derech ra called kina.
Okay.
Yeah, you can call that. They relate. I'll just leave it at that for now. Everybody hears. It's from the same mishpacha. Yeah. Brother, sister, father and daughter. What? They're very closely related. We're trying right now to understand it too. Aldi and Noyach Lichos, just like we heard in the first part of the Mishnah, COVID, terrible? No. COVID has a place. We'll take it slow. Means not so easy. It doesn't say no kas never. The chiddush again is the balanced approach to kas, which is the derech hayoshev. Then a yina here says, so the next statement we would have expected for any decent mashgiach to say is, therefore, never have any shaykh. Then he has said, but, why well, then you better really watch out. It's terrible, and you're natural, you're going that way. Al kein omar achash al kuch chok panim tichos. Since the Bein Shem made a person, you're not a mouth, and don't pretend you are. Nobody can be cast free under all circumstances. Without a person, there are many people that are Milans, Alam, Almajagas, all them. But all them, the Bein Shem made us such type of a person. She had the way they were doing it. Al korpach shepon tichos. And that's not called the balkas, it's not a minute kas. Tizorish loiti en noyach lichos. If he yachbo is a tzoinches a kas, tishko b'mozni sichucho im bifnei adover hu roi lichos. So, any balkas will tell you that this is a ridiculous thing. Because the whole word of kas is that it tells the das to go home. Right? And now kas is in the driver's seat. And then if a person's finished with the kas, he turns around and looks at me. What did I do? I lost myself. I lost myself. So you tell me don't be about kas. So then it doesn't work. That's not the words. So then you ask me, you know. Just like in COVID, and same thing with Taiva, all three of them. Kina, Taiva, and Kovar are positive things. Ribuya, Kina, Taiva, and Kovar is the problem. When they get out of hand, when they take over, that's the result. And they have the natural tendency, if you don't watch out, to do that. But you are a Balkhiro. You are a person who has the capability of taking these horses, these koiches, raw koiches that are basic to human teva, and harnessing them. That sheke that Ka said, I took you over, is the problem. Kas is a natural mido. And there are places where, there are a few places in Birkei Avos Benyamin, as you say. Some chinuch like that also. that there are things that I'm allowed to. Gemara's Yesh Lof Tavulis. The halacha is from me. I'm angry and I have a right to be. Alpi Din Torah, it doesn't say you have to be a malach. There are things that I can go and be tovei him in a moment. There are things that even if it's not a clear tovei, I don't have a right to be tovei him in a moment. But I have a right to be angry at him. That's the halacha of Christ. I have a right. Yesh Lof Tavulis. Therefore, I can throw off my tzelem elokim and become a Catholic. So, the Yogi is telling you that when you feel the caste coming up, don't say, put up your hands and say, you can take me over. Because you know, you're a human being. Don't give in so easy. Say, caste. I recognize that that's part of human existence. But I also recognize that seichel is part of human existence. And therefore, let's check it out. Well, very obvious, well known, that kas is very, very self-destructive. You pay a very, very heavy price every time a person does kas, even physically grieves. It's expensive. Is it worth it? And here he's giving us a ikka yisai. Again, from the nekut of understanding what a human being is. A human being is about clear. It's not such business as taken over. I lost myself. About clear, I am a person. And so I'm okay, you can't just take me over. I take over the world. The world doesn't take me over. I'm sure that our dogim, it's all internal. Dogim and behemoths and chayes, roys, etc. We have more inside. It's a mishal. But I recognize that there is such a koyach. And anybody who's not going to ever come to the conclusion that it is worth it, is not making a real shikul hadas. Even if afterwards he says, no, I made a mistake. But the pshat is that ikruni, he's gone, like the Rambam says, kas is a derech shal yotzi min ha'olam, lachen nishakik beno, and every time there's no such thing as a shikul hadas, but kas is always negative. If that would be the case, then you'll never make a shikur das. If you never make a shikur das, then the kas will take it. What are you telling? You saying kas hold it, right? Das has something interesting. Kas tells him back. But das, you don't have anything to say about me. You and me are steers. You know, we're not friends before. It's either me or you. And that's how most. That's the shikur that most people start with. When Yitzhak come and tell you, when there's kas, there's no seichel. Seichel can never deal with kas. There's total steer kas. That's a shekel goal. Ribu yakas is a total shekel to das. And that's what you have to say. I'm a human being, I'm taking over my own. Shekel kas. And each person, emis dik lefi koi koi, has to make a shekel of das and sometimes say, yeah, it is worth it. And echanami, usually if a person makes a shekel of das, so they won't want to spend so much on the cast, and he'll limit the cast. Bechlal, once it's that type of a cast that came after Shikul Hadas, then it's the cast of a person who's functioning because, and not a person who's being functioned by cast. And that always takes on a total different form. On the Pelet Tezachin is that a person who's taken over by cast, very difficult for him to get out of it. A person who comes to a conclusion, even if it's wrong, even if he made absolutely or subjectively whatever is a mistake, and he shouldn't have been like, what was wrong, it wasn't worth it. But he checked it out and said, it's worth it, let him have it. Right? After let him have it, he can stop and it's over. And so he's smiling. You're just burning mad, what happened? Didn't take me over. I was there the whole time. Now I made a mistake. I'll say, excuse me. I'll say, I'm sorry. I won't say I'm sorry. Other problems. Alti Anurich Lichois is the continuation of the Seizer Lezer Kogel of Kinetai Vekovid, how much that they
Der HaYosha, recognizing these things, recognizing their positive aspects, and using them. How do you use it right now? Is it tough way to stop? In the middle of the three. So next week, I'll try to finish the third, and also maybe get a little bit clearer the connection of the three. Second half of the Mishnah will be a little bit.